subject, she-devil. Sleeping with a coworker and boyfriend works with me. The boyfriend works with me. Good morning, Stephen Shirley. I'm 24 years old, and last year, around July and August, I began to have sexual relations with one of my coworkers. This is not the first time I've done this. The coworker I was sleeping with had a boyfriend, which I knew about but didn't care. She also had slept with another coworker who happens to be one of my friends inside my own place where I sleep, but she claims that wasn't her intentions while I was on vacation. But that was before we started hitting the sheets. So one day, she told my friend, the coworker she slept with, the only person she would mess with at work is me. So he gave her my number before we began sleeping together. She confirmed to me that she has a boyfriend and he might start working in the same department as me. I told her I didn't care and we both assumed it was going to be a one-time thing, but sex changes everything. And the one thing evolved into four times a day thing. After countless lies and sneaking around, she finally ended up breaking up with her boyfriend and we started having a boyfriend-girlfriend type of relationship, but in her eyes, it wasn't. She ended up pregnant and she insisted on terminating the pregnancy, which I was totally against. She said that we are not ready for this kind of responsibility. But to be honest, she was pregnant earlier this year and got an abortion then too. A month passed and she wanted to buy a vehicle and she got lucky when one of her friends offered her a car for $3,000. She didn't have enough money, so me being the Virgo I am, offered to help instead of buying a car myself. I ended up giving her $1,250 for the vehicle. January came and she finally got a promotion at work. And I've started to see a change in her attitude towards me. She wouldn't call me anymore, and the sex wasn't the same. That was because she and her ex started talking again. There was this one time she was coming to take me to work, and this heifer had the audacity to tell me that her ex-boyfriend is going to be riding with us from now on in the morning. That's when it hit me. This heifer is crazy. She's back with her boyfriend and they both work with me. She's 27. How do you guys feel about this situation? If you were in my shoes, what should I do from this day forward? Okay, you need to drop her. Stop this so-called relationship and go on with your business. That's what you need to do. She's just acting true to form. She hasn't changed. Her slutty behavior is the same. I mean, did you think she would change just because it's you now? I mean, when you met her, she was sleeping with a coworker, and guess what? You're her coworker. So this is what she does. This is a pattern. Okay, you said yourself, you do it too. This isn't the first time you've done this. And this woman had a man. You didn't care. So now she's back with him and he doesn't care about you. They don't care about you. They're doing their thing. And that's how this works with her. That's why I tell you to go on with your life, because she's all over the place. She's sleeping with everyone, you know, and she's using like abortion as a form of birth control here. I mean, this is ridiculous what this woman is doing. And you don't need to be a part of this. Go on with your life, young man. You're young. You're 24. Stop sleeping with everybody at work. Stop sleeping with women who already have men. All of this, you know, because you're going to end up getting hurt and just in a crazy relationship. Stop all of this foolishness. Steve?
You know what, young man? You're writing this letter to a grown man. I see through all of this right here. First of all, you're trying to write this letter as a victim. Mm-hmm. Like, you're a victim. You knew this. You know, see, your wrongful role in the whole thing, you done downplayed this. Now, you all dumping it on this girl. But, dog, first of all, you ain't a victim in this letter at all to me. You 24. You know, you young. You a little stupid. But, you know, that's 24. But you full of game, though. And, see, this letter right here is about one thing. Let me start. You said, I began to have a sexual relationship with one of my coworkers. This is not the first time I've done this. The coworker I was sleeping with had a boyfriend, which I know about, but I didn't care. She had slept with another coworker who happens to be one of my friends inside my own place where I sleep. But she claims that wasn't her intentions while I was on vacation. But that was before we started hitting the sheets. Mm-hmm. So she told my friend, the coworker she slept with, that the only person she would mess with at work is me. So he gave her my number. Man, you and her have no code of ethics. Let me start teaching you this way. Tricky people attract other tricky people.
Okay, I like it.
Tricky people attract other tricky people. And the girl that slept with this dude that said the only dude she would mess with at work, but she messing with a dude at work that said she don't, and she gave him her number to give to you. Dog, she a pass around, and you tricky.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.